You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
It is not unusual to feel hopeless, and those who turn to God at the hour of their need will receive help.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
God of love and God of grace, establish your consoling spirit in the hearts of those who are at this hour confused. Draw weary souls and troubled minds to houses of worship where your strengthening word is preached. Turn wayward hearts to sincere daily repentance. And let men and women and children everywhere, O Lord, understand the crucifixion cross. May they see in the crucifixion the blood of Jesus Christ, which covers the guilt of all sin. Receive us, we beg, O Lord, by your love and mercy. In Jesus' intercessory name we pray, Amen. It is usually considered a significant accomplishment to earn a doctor's degree from a major university. Gala parties are frequently held and special announcements are printed up. And then they are given to close friends. And so it was even more striking, in fact, almost sensational, when it was announced last year that a 48-year-old lady was awarded not only one, but two doctor's degrees from the University of Oregon. This dedicated lady had to work unusually hard to earn both PhDs. The requirements were stiff. But to make matters even more challenging, this lady was blind. But now hear this, she was also deaf. And after achieving her long-sought goal, she stated, "It was not easy. Every bit of it was a struggle. And there were times," she said, "when I just wanted to give up." This confession of a willingness to give up in trying times sounds so very much like what many people are thinking today. They sometimes feel that life is virtually unbearable. Their problems and frustrations seem never to end, and their goal seems so unattainable. But this also characterizes Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus is a man mentioned in the Bible. He was blind, and in his day, there was simply no hope for people who had eye problems or those who could not see. There were no eyeglasses. They had no contact lenses. They didn't have cornea transplants, and cataract operations were unheard of. And so, in order to eke out at least some meaning from their dark and dismal life, these hopeless and sightless individuals frequently stayed near the busy marketplaces. And they sometimes also had friends who would station them along the busy streets or beside the major highways. In this way, despite their blindness, these handicapped individuals, by mentally interacting with the sounds of activities in the air, could find a little joy and still experience some of the fervent activity of life. Their ruined eyes could not help them, but their supersensitive ears could capture exciting conversations of the busy public as workers bartered in the business place and moved through the streets and travelers journeyed along the open roads. It was an early afternoon on a beautiful spring day, and blind Bartimaeus was sitting along the roadside near the city of Jericho. All at once, in a distance, this blind man's supersensitive ears detected some coming excitement. He heard the trampling of many feet. He detected the sound of many voices. In his blindness, Bartimaeus must have inquired from those around him, "Who is coming down the road?" And the gathering crowd responded by saying, "It is Jesus of Nazareth." Bartimaeus could hardly believe what they had said. His entire being became instantly alive. It was like receiving an electrical shock. He had heard so many stories about this controversial man. And for months, gossip about the Nazarene, the man called Jesus, the miracle worker, had swept through the crowds. According to these mouth-to-mouth sensational reports, this man called Jesus had given a lame man the power to walk. This was unbelievable. He had healed the most incurable diseases of that day, and the rumor was also that this Jesus had fed thousands of people with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish. Yes, Jesus may have been controversial, and yet his name was involved with so many healings and other miraculous deeds that the common man, the working man, knew and understood that there had to be something to all this. Only a few hours before, Bartimaeus had no reason to expect a sight-filled and meaningful life. But now, with this controversial miracle worker passing by, he at least had a faint ray of hope. Perhaps Jesus would heal his blindness. This is how the scene is recorded in the Bible. I am reading from the Gospel of Mark chapter 10, and I quote, "And Jesus was leaving the city of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people. A blind beggar, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the road. When Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus the Nazarene, he began to cry out and to say, 'Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.'" Oh, how many people there must be today who are ready to cry out for help like blind Bartimaeus did. Unemployment has dealt a blow of despair to untold millions in the last several years. These workers may not be blind like Bartimaeus was, but they certainly share his down-deep feelings of endless helplessness. Struggling family members are now trying to keep their troubled households together. They also can identify with the helpless feelings of this blind man. Confused clergymen agonize in their congregations. They are doing their very best. They remain faithful to their divine calling, and yet members of their congregations complain and refuse to live in harmony and love. Frantic farmers are also bewildered and ready to cry out. They work long hours. They are the most efficient in the entire world, and yet they feel penalized if they produce a successful and a bumper crop. It is not necessary to be blind like Bartimaeus to feel compelled to cry out in life. It was not Bartimaeus's blindness. It was his feelings of utter hopelessness and utter helplessness. And it is true, but it is also sad, that God becomes very real for many people even today only in their hour of endless agony and deepest despair. Perhaps this is also true for you. When things went well in the past, you didn't need God, but now when all else has failed, you realize in the very depths of your heart that God, in His love and forgiveness, is your only hope. The psalmist proclaimed, "Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God," he said, "is compassionate. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low," said the psalmist, "and God saved me." There is no doubt that someone listening today has been brought low in life. They have been utterly crushed. Endless bills can break the back of even the most optimistic individuals. Failing health plants increasing despair even in the hearts of the generally cheerful. Family problems rip away at previously happy and harmonious homes. Yes, dismay may enter the heart of the dedicated pastor or Christian teacher. But the Lord is your shepherd and mine, and even though we may walk through the valley of death itself, we need fear no evil. Our God, the one who has defeated death forever in the resurrection of His Son Jesus Christ, is always at our side. Your present condition may seem difficult. It may appear even impossible. And yet, there stands at your door at this hour, at your office, on your farm, or at your bedside the man called Jesus. And Jesus wants you to cry out in prayer to Him. Jesus wants to be asked. He is not going to force Himself into your life. God is speaking in the Bible when He says, "Call upon Me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify Me." Yes, God is promising you an answer for your situation in Jesus Christ. He may not remove your burden. Your life may not become a bed of roses overnight. But God does unequivocally promise you the power to cope with your situation and to deal with the problems that now are surrounding you. Your life can indeed be improved. There can be happiness. Jesus desires for you a life of peace, a life of meaning, and a life of fulfillment. But now, honestly, let me ask you, how do you feel? Are you ready to start a new approach and a new attitude in life? It is not always popular to seek God's help when you are in trouble. And perhaps even you have stayed away from attending a church because your friends may consider this action a sign of weakness or of being perhaps a little too religious. You may not have discussed your problems with a local clergyman or a pastor because of what others may say or think about you. When blind Bartimaeus cried out to Jesus for help, many who were near him tried to discourage him. They told him to keep his mouth shut and to be quiet. In the Bible we read, and I quote, "And many were sternly telling blind Bartimaeus to be quiet." Yes, let us all today take our example from blind Bartimaeus. This story is recorded in the Bible for our benefit. Pour out your every concern to your loving Heavenly Father in prayer and approach His glorious throne in heaven with the absolute certainty that you will receive help. Listen to God's promise recorded in the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, and I quote, "Let us, therefore, draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and may find grace to help in time of need." Don't hesitate to call a local Bible preaching church. Make an appointment to speak with a local pastor. He is waiting to help you in any possible way whatsoever. Then, study the Bible. Don't just read it casually or occasionally. Get a modern, accurate, and easy-to-read translation. Study especially the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are the historically accurate accounts of a man called Jesus. These interesting and exciting books tell about the Savior. They tell about the One who has already prepared for you a place in heaven. They describe this Messiah who is waiting to help you. These Bible stories reflect the power and the strength that Jesus offers to all those who approach Him. The people told Bartimaeus to be quiet, but, the Bible points out, Bartimaeus, and I quote, "kept on crying out all the more." Don't ever let the devil try to persuade you that you are too unworthy to approach God's throne of grace. God accepts all people, no matter who they are and no matter what their background might be. Jesus set the example. He accepted those who had been involved in sinful sexual misconduct and had repented. The Savior healed the troubled souls. He set them back on their feet. He encouraged them again in life. And He told them in a firm and a very loving way, "Go and sin no more." Out of love, Jesus did not want them to be again tripped up by the devil and to have their lives further ruined. Yes, Jesus admitted into His very closest fellowship men who had been involved in shady business practices. And to the shock of those who watched, the Savior called scheming tax collectors to follow Him. And, of course, when these people were gripped by the compelling love of the Lord Jesus Christ, they openly forsook their previous sinful ways, and then they turned and followed the gracious Master. I hope that you will do likewise. If your life has been involved with shady dealings or unholy living, forsake these godless ways and follow your loving and forgiving Master. When Jesus died on the cross, His innocent blood paid for all your sins and failures. And now, God wants you to turn from your sins and to believe and trust completely in the saving power of His Son, Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ was born into this world to bring good news to the afflicted, to those individuals like yourself. Jesus Christ was born into this world to bind up the brokenhearted, individuals like yourself. The Savior came to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners. Yes, Jesus was born into this world so that by His love and grace, He might comfort all who mourn. Blind Bartimaeus indeed cried out, and Jesus responded. Jesus said to blind Bartimaeus, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And so today, in your hour of difficulty and trial, cry out in prayer to Jesus. He will indeed hear you, and Jesus will also respond. He will say, and is saying to you, "I will heal your difficulties. Your faith has made you well. Amen."